From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. This after President Trump, in a New Year's Day tweet, accused Pakistan of giving safe haven to terrorists. But Pakistani ambassador to Washington, Aziz Ahmad Chowdhury, told VOA the two countries should try to remain engaged with each other and avoid steps that could create tensions and destabilize the region.
Pakistan has been providing, lines of communications to the United States for a long time. We think that we had joint objectives, and therefore it was a partnership. It is a partnership to us. And it should be measured not in terms of money and monetary value, but in terms of the results that we have achieved together.
Trump's Twitter outburst has fueled concerns about a breakdown in historically fragile relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. The U.S. and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after Pyongyang's after the Winter Olympics next month. The decision came during a phone call between President Trump and President Moon Jae-in, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert.
The fact that Kim Jong-un's people were willing to pick up the phone and call the Republic of Korea is a strong indication that our maximum pressure campaign is working.
Both leaders agreed it was better to focus on ensuring the security of the Olympic Games. On Wall Street, stocks in the U.S. finished above 25,000 points for the first time ever on Thursday as strong unemployment data extended a stocks rally. This is VOA. For the second consecutive day, the White House press secretary had to field a barrage of questions from reporters about a book to be published that portrays a chaotic initial year for the presidency of Donald Trump. Sarah Huckabee Sanders characterized the book as trash.
It's disgraceful and laughable. If he was unfit, he probably wouldn't be sitting there and wouldn't have defeated the most qualified group of candidates the Republican Party has ever seen. This is an incredibly strong and good leader.
Steve Bannon, who ran Trump's presidential campaign in its final quarter of 2016 and who was a chief strategist in the White House for the initial 7 months of his presidency, is quoted extensively by author Michael Wolff in the book. Another Nigerian schoolgirl taken in a mass abduction by Boko Haram extremists from a boarding school nearly 4 years ago has been found. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The kidnapping resulted in global outrage and drew attention to the thousands of Nigerians who have been taken by Boko Haram during its deadly insurgency over the years. More than 80 of the Chibok schoolgirls seized by the Islamic extremists were freed last year following negotiations with the government, but more than 100 remain captives. Many were forced to marry their kidnappers and have had children while in captivity. In a statement, a Nigerian military official said that Salome Pagu was rescued near Polka Village in Borno State. She had been number 86 on the list of schoolgirls abducted in Chibok. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Record-breaking cold is spreading across the Midwest and East Coast of the United States just a day after a blizzard hammered the Atlantic seaboard with deep snow, fierce winds, and icy flooding. 40 million people are bracing for what forecasters are calling a bomb cyclone, a massive winter storm blowing through the Atlantic Ocean. AccuWeather forecaster Brian Edwards.
We're going to be looking at wind gusts upwards of 110 kilometers per hour along coastal New England Thursday into Thursday night. And with that, talking about 15 to 30 centimeters of snowfall for just to the east of New York City. Boston, Massachusetts looks to be right in the heart of that. And Portland, Maine, they may even get more than 30 centimeters of snow. Even back to the Philadelphia area, looking at 8 to 15 centimeters of snow, so some very significant accumulations. And then you add in the winds, which I mentioned up to 110 kilometers per hour, and we're looking at wind chill values 20 to 30 below zero during the height of that storm.
Wind chill temperatures in about 25 major U.S. cities are forecast to plunge as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius on Friday. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.